You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell. Mike's off today. Turtle is in for Mike, and we're having some fun, man. And here's what's interesting. I always tell you guys, I'm ahead of the curve. And the irony for me today is we did our pre-show for those who were checking it out. It's called Behind the Curtain. You can check it out. Day-Day and Turtle was in for Mike today, and we're talking. And we started before we went on the air talking about the Braves and potential deals. And ironically, Chris said, look, I want him to make a couple of moves, and he's laid that out. And we'll get back into that coming up here in just a little bit. But in the break, you said something to me, and then I want you to tell our listeners what I said to you in Day-Day today, because now people want to say it's official that we may be in the running. What am I talking about?
Well, according to Jeff Passan, ESPN MLB Insider, the Braves are among the top contenders interested in the services of one Tarik Skubal. How about that? How about that? And yes, to Carl's point, he alluded to this.
I did.
On the pre-show call.
I did.
He's got some sources, apparently, in the mix, giving him the skinny.
Here's what's funny about this. And look, I'm not telling you they're going to do it, but this makes perfect sense. Now, it's a rental. But when I said this to Turtle and Day-Day today, and Turtle was like, oh, I'm not sure. What are you doing? And then we talk about adding significant pieces. Now, here's the kicker for this. And if you don't know who we're talking about the two-time Cy Young Award winner for the Detroit Tigers, who aren't going anywhere. You would basically pick him up through the end of the year. If you could convince him, and maybe a World Series would be enough, and you were willing to pay him to come back, then you could have those discussions. But he's recovering from elbow surgery. And this happened, ironically, against us.
Yep.
The Tigers were playing us earlier in this season, and then remember, he leaves the game, and we're like, oh, that's weird, and then we find out. But the going into this week, folks, the Tigers had lost like 21 of their last 26. They have been reeling. Now, they just swept a series, I think, against Tampa, but the fact is, like, they're 11 or 12 games out, and a lot of people around baseball are saying, okay, what can you get the most return on? So let me ask you this, Chris, before we get into some college football, because we are going to let you hear what happened and talk about what happened at this hearing yesterday as more information is coming out, including from testimony from the AD at Notre Dame, Pete Bavakwa, and also Nick Saban. But what are you willing to give up? Because this is going to be a trade. So this is not going to be cash considerations. This isn't going to be, oh, well, you know, and by the way, salaries don't have to match up. You just got to trade, right? What are you willing to give up if you were going to get Tarik Skubal, who is considered, by the way, when healthy, one of, if not the best pitchers in the league? I'm talking about cross Major League Baseball. So do you trade a couple of your top players to do this? I would tell Braves fans, if we are serious and we're in the running, and Jeff Passan is now reporting this, if you want to win a World Series, you do it. But it's all going to depend on the health and recovery of Tarik Skubal. But the Braves would not do this if they didn't feel like he was going to be healthy. What are you willing to give up?
Everything.
You do it.
It's like the line from Avengers Endgame. What did it cost?
Everything.
I'm willing to give up whatever it takes, Carl. By the way, he's expected back in as short as a week.
And I love it.
So,
which also gives you a sample, right, yeah, of what you're going to potentially
J.R.
go
J.R. Ritchie?
That's right.
Gone. Owen Murphy? Gone.
Okay.
Cam Benitti? Gone.
You're giving up all that.
To win a World Series right now?
Yes.
Yes.
What you got, Dede?
But see, this is what I'm talking about. You questioned whether Schwelly and Waldrip would be able to come back and pitch the same. We don't know that Scooble can come back and pitch the same. No, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
No.
How could you not question it? How could you not question it? If you're questioning their return, how could you not question his?
Scooble's a two-time Cy Young Award winner.
I get it, but it's still an injury.
Yeah.
Schwellenbach has been in the major leagues for 5 minutes. Waldrip has been in the major leagues for 2 minutes.
My point is, I would never give that much up for him, not knowing how he's going to come back and pitch. You're crazy.
You know what it's called, Day-Day?
You're crazy,
man. You know what it's called?
What?
Risk versus reward.
Yes, it is.
That's what it's called.
No, it is. It is. And here's the thing, guys, as we're talking about the Braves and various reports out there, and I'm not tooting my own horn, this is just one of those situations.
No, you could toot. This is a pretty bit. You could toot, Carl.
No, I'm just saying, like, because when you bring this stuff up, people always go, no way! They won't do it!
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Exactly. So when you say these names, like in the sentence Tariq Skubal, and you go, man, a two-time Cy Young Award, there's no way they do that. Why not?
It's $17 million.
Well, that's the other part about this. It's a rental. This is you get him for the half of the season, the remaining part of the season after the trade deadline, or maybe if you pull the trigger before that. But you're not paying him the entire salary he's owed. It's already been paid. You would be paying him less than you're paying Ha-Seong Kim. You would be paying him less than you're paying right now for Chris Sale.
Oh, you know what's convenient? You happen to have a $17 million marker sitting there for Jurickson Profar. Wow.
Mm.
Funny how that works sometimes, huh?
Well.
And could you imagine, we talk about flash forwarding to October, right, Carl?
Yes.
Could you imagine
you have been doing that all day.
Yeah,
yes.
Because I'm accurate.
You're there.
Accurate in my thinking is that's where they're going. Could you imagine starting the World Series knowing you have Chris Sale and Tariq Skubal going 1-2
silly.
And 6-7 if needed.
Yeah. Now you feel a lot more secure.
Now you are the overwhelming favorite.
Yeah.
That's the move I'm talking about. And then you can go get Byron Buxton on top of it.
Now you're asking a lot.
And now you're really cooking with gas.
You know what? You're the kid at Christmas that gets what he wants, but then not satisfied that you didn't get the other toys you needed.
I wanted the Super Nintendo, but I also wanted the extra battery pack that goes with it with the vibrating controller and the duck hunt
just
gun.
Just be happy.
That's what I wanted,
with
Carl.
The Super Nintendo, okay? Start there. 404-726-0929. Braves fans, would you do this? Would you entertain it? My answer is simply yes. You not only entertain it, you see what the return on this potentially is as far as what you're willing to give up.
I think you blank check it, whatever they want, Carl.
And you do this.
You blank check it.
I'm with you. I look, when I told you guys earlier today and I was like, this is the answer. It sounds ridiculous because you look at his salary, but Chris is right. It's half a year.
He's the best pitcher in baseball right now, like period. There's nobody else in baseball, if healthy, Day-Day, don't want to upset you, but if healthy, there's nobody else in baseball you want on the mound.
I don't disagree with you. All right, man. You guys can hit us up. Let us know what you think about that. That is out there. And again, we may not even get resolution to this until the trade deadline, right? They may let him come back, and they probably will, to Chris's point, pitch in Detroit a couple of more outings, maybe 2 or 3 appearances. Who knows? But if he pitches well, here's the problem with that. Price tag may go up. So this is the timing of trying to figure out, all right, if we really want to do this, I'm just going to go ahead and do it, knowing what I'm getting versus allowing him to come back, ball out, have 3 great outings. What if he comes back for 3 appearances before the trade deadline? What are we talking about? July, right? 3 weeks, and all of a sudden other teams who are in contention go, we're not going to let the Braves have that guy. And now it's a bidding war. So that becomes potentially the issue. All right, I know we don't have time. We're going to talk college football when we come back, but we will. We'll get into that. We got some Falcons conversation for you as well. Grant's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. But this is front and center, man, because for everybody who has said, and Mike has been on this as well, you know, Mike is always wanting them to do more, and I'm all for it. sometimes you feel like you're dreaming an impossibility. This isn't. This is very doable if you're willing to take the chance.
It falls within the parameters of what a team like the Braves should be spending. That's the bottom line. If they don't do it and it's because of money,
that's a problem.
That's a problem.
That's a problem. I don't disagree. All right, 404-726-0929. And we always talk about the rich getting richer, right? We get mad when the Dodgers do something like this, or, you know, the Yankees or the Mets have done this. We can do this.
By the way, you know who the other front-running team is for school?
Who?
The Dodgers.
Of course. They're just trying to add everybody. And by the way, it would almost, they would do this out of spite. They don't need him.
No.
They don't need, they would almost do this just to go, well, we're gonna do this because.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blake Snell, they got Ohtani, they got Yamamoto, they got Tyler Glass now.
Did you see what Shohei's ERA is?
It's like one.
0.76. It's silly. All right, man, we're coming back. We'll talk college football when we return. It's Dukes and Bell.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.